Feliz Navidad. Oh, sorry. We did that already. Sorry, Nick. Bellows Unplugged, Clint Bellows. Welcome to the program, folks. And we've been focusing a lot on the big rocks that are happening nationally and internationally. Of course, we have a great array of experts on the whole Islamic struggle, which is a twilight struggle, somewhat like the Cold War with the Soviet was for over 45 years. This one may take at least that long, and I hate to have to be the one to tell you this, but if we don't change our attitudes about it, and soon, the outcome of that's in doubt, as far as what I believe. I don't like the fact there are 200 million people in the world that want me dead, and that's not even including ex-wives. So the bottom line on it is that we talk about that. We've talked about the political races. We're going to be visiting with Hal Daub in a few minutes to talk about what's going to happen on stage in Las Vegas tomorrow night at the next Republican bake-off, and who's going to be on the main stage, who will be at the kids' table, who needs to win, who needs to just show up and not screw up. There's all kinds of things to talk about there. But oftentimes, folks, the most important things, it's once been said, think globally but act locally. And one of the people who does that about as well as anybody I know in this city is a good friend of this show and a good friend of the community, Dave Meyer. And I happened to see you, Dave, the other night at a function which your very wonderful wife put on. It was a great time. As usual, I showed up a little later so that I could catch the buffet table after everybody had made their first pass. It's strategic. I have my tactics with this. I don't want to be seen as picking out. And when people are full, they don't tend to watch what other people are eating. So I hope Lou Ann wasn't too offended, but I did eat all of the Mexican food. I don't know if you saw that or not. Welcome to the show, sir.
Hi, Clint. It's great to have you. Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, that's great, Dave. And so you have no comment about my Mexican food line. So obviously I got
away
with
it. Well, actually, Lou Ann didn't cook that.
So, I know she didn't. I know, but she does a great job.
Lou Ann did, and it was awesome. So
It was a great gathering of believers. There was a lot of energy in that room. Why don't you, and of course, you and your team were on the show a few weeks ago, but there are many things now that are breaking this week, next week, and early in 2016 with respect to some of the plans of the Omaha Public Schools with respect to quote-unquote comprehensive sex education. Can you educate our listeners and give us the schedule of events and what we need to do and what they need to do?
Well, thanks, Clint. As you may recall, back in October, Omaha Public Schools had a community forum on October 20th, and there was quite a strong showing. I think in part, much credit goes to a lot of the radio stations like Salem. There was close to 1,800, 1,900 people came out. Being a community forum, generally, that means that's a two-way communication, but OPS wasn't in a position to handle that, so there really was no dialogue. It was all directionally one way from the administration. So the community has not had a two-way communication with the administration leadership for, I think, probably since back in April, when they kind of introduced this whole process. So there has been a couple board meetings. There were board meetings November 16th. There was one here just recently on December 7th. And so concerned citizens actually showed up, and they decided they wanted to put the subject matter on the agenda since they had not had a voice. And the meeting that was back on the 16th, Aaron Duffy from the Omaha World Herald reported that there were close to 300 people there, and the majority were from our Hispanic community, and the majority of those that expressed their opinion were all against the efforts of OPS trying to put in this comprehensive program. It was actually the other way on the meeting last week. It was not full. It was probably two-thirds full, but there was a strong push from the other side, those in favor, and they they had quite a few witnesses. So, so there has been public expression out there. There's been some articles that have been written. But probably the thing that's probably the most telling on whether or not we can trust the leadership of Omaha Public Schools is 10 days after they held the public forum. And one of the reasons they held that is they wanted to set the stage on, you know, explain what they're trying to do and also, you know, calm some of the fears, I think, that have been out there and lay the groundwork for what their premises were going to be. You know, what this curriculum was going to stand for. And if you don't mind, I wouldn't mind sharing a few of those.
I'd like to hear that. Please take your time.
There was probably about 20 of them, but I'll give you some of the excerpts. One was that they clearly want the parents to be the primary educators of their children in these matters of sexual education. They were pretty adamant. They had been providing sex education for close to 29 years, and that Planned Parenthood had not been a part of their curriculum in the past, nor would it be in the future. They were very strong on saying that they would always encourage abstaining from all sexual activity, that no one wanted teens to be sexually active, and abstinence would always be encouraged. They also mentioned that they did not support consensual sexual behavior between school-age students. Boys and girls would be separated during the lessons. Under no circumstances would OPS permit the distribution of contraceptives. And then certainly they wanted the parents to be involved in these content standards, even though they didn't give them a voice on October 20th. Well, why do I share all that? Well, 10 days after that event, there was actually a teen empowerment conference at UNO that was held. UNO, it was billed and booked by the North Omaha Community Care Council, which OPS says they had nothing to do with. Well, when you go in further research, it was not a leadership conference. The invitations were sent back to OPS for parent approval. The high schools were invited. We had heard that possibly one of the junior highs attended, but it was actually a get real, let's talk about sex conference. And the, you know, the administration has admitted that invitations were sent out to the parents, to the community. And it turns out the person that these invitations went back to for approval that actually orchestrated it is on the board with this North Omaha Community Care Council, and Leslie Dean is an administrator with OPS, and she had been involved not to the degree of this particular event, but in another Get Real sex talk last year, so it's not like she's foreign to talking about sex ed.
Dave, what is a Get Real sex talk?
Well, I'm not sure, but I can tell you specifically what happened at this UNO event that you know, taxpayer dollars bust all these high school kids to with human growth development teachers there. They actually were, as one of the students that came forward said, he saw things he could not unsee. He called it a sex concentration camp. So you can probably kind of get an idea. One of the things they had a demonstration of a condom being fitted on a banana. They showed a rape video. They actually had, this is according to what was reported by the Omaha World Herald on November 28th by Aaron Duffy, they had a co-ed relay race involving condoms and sex toys. That sex toy was actually plastic models of penises. And so they had a little relay race with the boys and girls that they would go up and, you know, compete to see who could do that the quickest. And then they had all sorts of Planned Parenthood displays, lots of different paraphernalia that were inside a goodie bag that was from Methodist. Not saying the Methodist, you know, put the contents in there, but their meaning of care bag was used to house that. And there were multiple condoms, an oral sex dental dam, lots of paraphernalia. You know, lubricants and so forth. And
wonderful.
The results of all that, if you go back to what I just talked about a couple minutes ago, here's all the premises of what they stood for. Well, they pretty much destroyed all of that event. You could say, well, that was an isolated incident. Well, we found out this thing was planned 6 months in advance. It was planned clear back in May. So it just leaves a question, how sincere are the intentions?
I think you just answered that question, Dave. I forgive my cynicism, but I don't think these people are real at all. We're talking with Dave Meyer, who is a great community leader and has been very involved in really taking a strong look at the Omaha Public Schools' proposed comprehensive sex education program. We're at 344-0660. We're with Dave Meyer. We'll be back in a moment on KCRO AM and FM Bell's Unplugged. If you've got questions about this, we're going to get down and talk about some things somewhat graphically in the next 10 minutes. Dave's a gentleman in the skirt of the issue, but I want to know, Dave, when we come back, what ages children are going to be exposed to these kinds of things when we return in just a moment. The time's 3:32. Dave, let's quit being so polite with everything. What if I have a 9-year-old son or daughter in the Omaha Public Schools in the next year or two, and they show up for their daily school day, and they enter into one of these classes that these moron bureaucrats with the Omaha Public School Board think they should be listening to? Will a 9-year-old boy, will he learn how to put a condom on a banana, Dave?
You know, I can't tell you exactly. We have not been told exactly what curriculum they're going to use. Right now they suggest that...
So that's part of the problem, isn't it? They're hiding the ball. They're not telling you what they intend to do.
Well, they are presenting standards, and the standards, you know, are kind of a framework. It's an outline, but it doesn't give you specifics. So until they've really shared what the real curriculum's going to be and given parents a chance to review that, it's hard to say. But they have stated that even though a lot of this curriculum is geared to start in kindergarten, they have stated they would not start until fourth grade. So potentially the 9-year-old that you were alluding to could be exposed if his parents so opt him into that. So
that is just unbelievable to me. You may not believe me, but trust me, I can remember what it was like to be a 9-year-old, and I could barely find the men's room and the graham crackers and chocolate milk in the afternoon for the break, okay? This is not appropriate on any level, whether you're Christian or an agnostic or Jewish or whatever you might be. This is off the charts, and you know what? We have sown the wind and we're reaping the whirlwind with administrators and government bureaucrats to think these kinds of things are going to have a positive effect on the psyche of our children or on pregnancy rates or VD rates or anything else. The only thing this is going to do is further disintegrate this country. We've got a caller for you, Dave. Scotty, Mayor of Dundee. Always a pleasure to have you on the show, sir.
I didn't know I was elected mayor. I appreciate that.
I thought it was by acclamation.
I called in and my name's Scotty from Memorial Park. I'm mayor of Memorial Park.
Well, I don't like mentioning places like parks when we're talking about sex education.
Well, I don't know what all the hubbub is.
All right.
I think, you know, when there's education, I'd rather have more education than less education. And, you know, I remember you just mentioned about what it was like to be 9. I knew you when you were 15.
Yeah.
And myself.
I was in Sunday school.
I have no problem with education. I'd rather have more education than our heads in the sand. That's the way I look at it.
Well, and you know what? And you're an enlightened and a well-educated and well-informed and disclosure, a good friend for many, 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 many years. We go back all the way to Central High School, which is one of the great social laboratories anywhere in the world, as far as I'm concerned. But, Scotty, all I can tell you is Dave is one of the most well-balanced thinkers I've met in this city or anywhere else. As you can tell, he can be emotional, but he's pretty level-headed, pretty rational, pretty logical. And when he and a group of other very well-educated people come to me and come to others and say, this is what's in this curriculum, and this is what they haven't exposed, pardon the expression, yet, it concerns me. I mean, you've raised two fine sons, I know. They're up and out of the nest now and doing well in life. Would you have wanted them knowing these kinds of things when they were in third or fourth grade, Scotty?
You know, I don't know what curriculum is, but...
All right.
So I just, you know, it might be a little too graphic for a third or fourth grader. Is that what we're talking about?
I don't know. It's a banana. They didn't say if it was circumcised or not, but anyway, that's another matter. I am, no.
If it was in my house, it would be.
Yes, I know. I know.
Let me just offer some comment.
Yeah, go ahead, Dave, please, quickly.
One of the challenges is that they've kind of taken the, because they have to really be cautious about not discriminating against anyone or anything, then they've really taken the premise that they can take a non-biased approach. So a lot of the way this curriculum's geared, I'll give you a literal case in point. For their kindergarten curriculum, that within one of the curriculums they told us they were looking seriously at, it set up a question in kindergarten that asked the question, are you sure if you want to be the sex that you were born with? Have you thought about if you're a boy, if you want to be a girl? If you are a girl, have you thought about if you want to be a boy? And then proceeded to actually get into a pretty detailed description of the body parts. And then instead of setting parameters around it, just toss that question out to the kindergartners to let them just talk amongst themselves. A real life high school situation, they set the stage with talking about two lesbian girls that were having sexual relations and another girl that was a friend of theirs that was contemplating having relations with her boyfriend, and so they kind of set the stage with that and say that the two were really pushing the other one hard, that, you know, why should you be worried about it, just go ahead, you know, get some protection and have fun with your boyfriend. And they don't set parameters around it, and then they just toss that one out to the class. The teacher doesn't really moderate because he or she can't, you know, set any parameters or show any bias. And so literally on those sensitive issues, they're leaving it to the kids in the classroom to discuss what direction, you know, each of those kids should take in those two extreme examples from high school and kindergarten. And so, you know, when you're not setting boundaries, we've flat out been told by the administration they can't teach values, they can't teach boundaries, most certainly can't teach virtues. And you just kind of scratch your head because, you know, we all seek excellence. They teach excellence in all their other academic subjects, in all their in athletics and activities. I want kids to do their best. But in this particular subject arena, they kind of throw up their arms and say, well, they're going to have sex anyway, so let's teach them the 17 forms of contraception so they can get hold of those without letting their parents know and hope they come out okay.
So, well, they have basically just chucked the abstinence argument completely out the window. That doesn't exist as far as these people
are concerned. Well, can I
go in? Yeah, go ahead, Scotty. Well, get a word in.
I was going to say the same thing with abstinence. For so many years, and you know, this is just a feel I have, that there was, you know, at home probably not a whole lot being talked about. Some homes may be different than others.
That's true, by the way.
At,
good
at,
point.
At church, you know, I don't know how what they do, you know, at church or synagogues about this situation. I sure know that sure the heck didn't hear anything about it. So
you think it ought to be? So you think there's value in the concept?
Somewhere
anyway.
I like to. Maybe there should be a middle ground somewhere.
Okay.
I think there's huge value in education and have it being talked about and not being, you know, the hush hush. Because we know, everyone knows, with people, with the hormones are flying around when you're a teenager, it's going to happen. And abstinence can be taught in the home or in the church, you know, wherever you want to talk about it, or even in these programs. You know, it's a way to hear in a loving relationship,
well, listen,
whatever.
I wish
but
we had...
we all know it's that. So to be educated about it, if they are going to do it, I have no problem with that. But, you know, like I said, it sounds like there should be maybe a middle ground on, a little, you know, how much, how far they go. But it's got to be more than what we've been getting. Nothing. Somewhere in the middle, somewhere might be, you know, might be, if they can revise some of it a little bit.
Thank you for that view,
Scotty. On the other hand, on the transgender.
Yeah.
I talked to a couple people that were either gay or lesbian, or not transgender, but they said, you know what, you know, when you're like seven, eight years old and you start liking little girl, other little girls.
Yeah.
I liked other little boys. And so I think it can be very confusing. So again, I just don't think, it hurts to be educated and talked about.
I appreciate your point of view, Scotty, and, to paraphrase an old 60s commercial for cigarettes, I'd rather fight than switch on that. So, Dave, let me ask you this. Any further comments? You're going to be on the program with your team on Thursday afternoon. We're going to have you folks on Bellows Unplugged, and we're going to be getting into this in great detail.
I'm signing off, Clint.
Scotty, a pleasure to have you on the show, sir. Thanks for your call.
Well, I would just do two comments. It is a sensitive issue. You know, parents should, and grandparents, citizens, this issue is bigger than OPS. You know, 45% of our taxpayer dollars go to public education here in our great state. And so if you have an opinion, you need to get involved. The board is going to actually receive the proposal on the standards, we're told, on January 4th, and then they will vote on them on Wednesday, January 20th. So if you have an interest, we really would encourage you to get educated. You can go to SaveNebraskaChildren.com, SaveNebraskaChildren.com, to learn more about some of these issues and attend, sign up, and come to the meeting. And if you want to, express your opinion, you can do that up to 5 minutes. If you are a proponent and would like some assistance, if you're against it, we can help you with that. But you need, time is now to be engaged, or this will probably go through.
Well, listen, my friend, my admiration for you and your team is superb. I feel that you guys are on the ground, you're doing the legwork, you're in the trench, you're on the field, whatever trite expression I can come up with right now. We'll look forward to further conversation on this critical subject on Thursday on Bellows Unplugged. Dave Meyer, thanks for being on the show today. Really appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Clint.
And that was Dave Meyer, and he has been heading a group called SOS. I don't remember what that acronym stands for, but we'll review it on Thursday. They will be on the show at 4 o'clock on Thursday afternoon, and we're going to take an extended interview with him and the three other members of his team, all fine people, and we're going to do everything we can to make sure this is proper in every shape or form that we can possibly have any impact on. The time is 3:48. We're running a little late. We are pleased to be joined in just a few minutes by former Omaha Mayor, 2nd District Councilman, and now University of Nebraska Regent Hal Dobb. He'll be with us to talk about tomorrow night's Republican debate and other important matters of national and international importance on Bellows Unplugged, KCRO, AM and FM, 660, 94.5. Back in a moment.